This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. And it's good to have with me today on BPNRadio.com a longtime friend of mine, Barry Smith. And Barry and his wife, Laura, have served for several years in the mission field. I've known them for a long time. I've asked him to be on and just kind of share what's happening. And Barry, it's good to have you on BPNRadio.com live today.
Good to be here, Pastor Dale.
Yeah, and it's also good to have you as a part of Breakout Radio Church. We have church every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Central Time on BPNRadio.com. We have radio church for people that may not have a church or a pastor, or they cannot attend church on a Sunday morning. And we have members all across America and around the world. Barry is a member of Breakout Radio Church. And Barry, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you and your wife Laura served several years in the mission field. And today we're praying for those on the mission field, those who have a call of God on their lives. So talk to us a little bit.
Well, that's a very big subject. I'm not sure where to start, but I will start with that God has always been faithful to his promises. And I want to say something. I was saved at 4 years old, and at 5 years old, my dad moved out of our house, and I'm not sure where all he was at or what all he was doing, but him and my mom were separated, and I watched my mom for the next 5 years set a place at the table for my dad, and every day I watched my mom saying, "Lord, I thank you for bringing my husband home.
Wow.
I thank you that you're faithful. I thank you that my husband is home with his family and he's being a father to his children." And for 5 years that went on, and one day my dad showed up, brought his stuff, and there he was. When I was in the fifth grade by then.
Wow.
And I watched the faithfulness of God. And you know, my dad, he didn't come home serving God. He had been in the ministry and got literally burned out when I was about 3 years old, and that's part of, you know, he just completely turned his back on God. But I watched gradually and gradually he became where he was coming back to the Lord. But it was when I was grown and married and I already had a son that when you came to the church, my mom, you were there for, I think you were only there for about 4 days, and it was a Wednesday night, and my dad hadn't been to church in years since I was 4 or 5 years old. And my mom had a headache. She didn't want to go to church that night. My dad came home from work, went in the bedroom and came out and said, "Let's go to church." So my mom jumped up and put her clothes on right quick and went to church with my dad, and you were ministering that night, and it was the very, very, it was time to dismiss, and you said, the Lord won't let me dismiss tonight. He said, there's somebody here that's been running from God for years, and my dad was there, and he knew that it was him, but he said, Lord, he said, he told me that, he said, Lord, if you're talking about me, I need a sign. And about that time, the pastor, Sister Hankins, tapped him on the shoulder and spoke to him and said, I think he's talking to you. And from that day forward, he never looked back.
Wow.
And he went back, he started reading books and started getting back in, and the God restored him, and he became a pastor again. And that's been so, made such a tremendous impact.
Wow. Wow.
And then later on, my wife and I had been invited to a minister's meeting, very similar to what Don had said a while ago. And in the minister's meeting, you prophesied over my wife and I that God had called us into the ministry, and that very soon we would be launched into the ministry. And we didn't know how that was going to come about, where we were going. We didn't know anything, but it was shortly after that our son had our son passed away of chicken pox. And we that led, you know, we went through depression. We had to really seek the Lord, but I'm cutting this really short. But
no,
anyway,
you're doing good, Barry. I'm so glad to have you on, and to think that I've been able to play a part of your dad's life, and you and your wife Laura. I remember your dad, a very godly man, a very gentle man. I really had a deep love and respect for your dad, and the story I've told several times about your mom setting a place at the table there for 5 years, a place for your dad after he just got burned out in the ministry and just left and ran away. But your mom never gave up and would set a place at the table. And one day or night he came home and sat down at his place. It's amazing. That's an amazing story of how we must never, ever give up. We must never, ever quit. And so thankful that night that I heard the voice of the Lord. I love the voice of the Holy Spirit. That I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me about your dad, and that he responded to the call, got restarted, and finished his life in the ministry, even pastoring a church. And then to hear that I heard the voice of God concerning you and your wife, Laura, and concerning the call to missions, and then the challenge you had by losing your son dying of chicken pox, which is very unusual, but I know that was a trying time. But then tell us about your call, responding to the call to missions.
Well, okay, and I might need to back up just
okay.
Go ahead. We were attending a church that announced on a Sunday morning that we're taking a mission trip to Belize, and I never heard of Belize. I had no idea where Belize was, but they said anybody that wants to go, we'll meet with you after church. And I'm like, I'm going. I'm going. I don't know where it is, but I'm going.
Wow.
And so I went to the meeting, and they told us where it was, and they filled us in. And I didn't even have the money to go on that trip. They told us what we need, but I made up my mind, I'm going. And, right when I needed the money, they gave us a bonus at work for for doing a good job. They never did. I never got a bonus for anything, but they gave us a bonus, which was just the right amount of money that I had needed for that trip. So everybody that was working with me got that same bonus.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we went to Belize on the trip, and we got there on a Sunday. I guess I need to back up again. My son had gotten chicken pox at school on Friday before I was to leave on the trip. And so I spent all day Saturday with him, just me and him at the house, and we were playing and we watched Bambi, and we just had a great time together. And I was to leave at 7 o'clock the next morning to go to Belize. And so my wife had gone to a women's conference that was being held that day. But anyway, so I went to Belize that morning, not knowing that my son that very same day would get very ill with the chicken pox, because we'd had a great time the day before. I didn't think he was doing very bad. But apparently after I left, my wife wound up taking him to the emergency room, and they admitted him to the hospital that evening. And I spent all day Monday. We were working, we were digging trenches to pour a foundation for at an orphanage, for a new dormitory for the orphanage. And so the very next morning, there's a person from the U.S. Embassy came and picked me up, said, "You need to get back home. Your son is in ICU, and they want you to come home." We didn't have telephones. We didn't have cell phones, but they got a hold of the embassy, and they came and got me, took me to the airport, and I flew home that day. And he, by the time I reached, he was already unconscious. And I think he lived for about 24 hours. Or no, he didn't even make it 24 hours, but he did make it till the next day. But he was unconscious. And during that time, he raised his hand up and said, "Look, there's Jesus." And then he said one more thing. My wife's mom was heard it. I didn't hear it, but he said it to her. He said, "Look, Granny, Jesus loves the little children." And from that, we wound up starting a ministry called Jesus Loves the Little Children. And I had only spent two nights and one day in Belize. And the Lord has put Belize and those children and on my heart so heavily. And but it was actually about 2 years later. My wife and I talked about Belize all the time, and one day I'm at work and she called me and she said, they've got two tickets left on the airlines to Belize, and we could leave on Friday. Can you go?" I said, "Well, I better talk to my boss." So I talked to my boss. And I mean, just like that, this was on a Tuesday and we left on Friday, and we got to Belize and we spent 10 days there, and every day we were just crying and bawling. Just the Lord was just working on our hearts so tremendously. We knew that's where we were supposed to be. And so we went back home. Two completely different people. And we went back home and told our pastor, "God called us to Belize, and we're going to go to Belize." And we didn't know how. We didn't know when. We didn't have anything figured out. And so it was about 2 months later, it was right after Mother's Day, that I got up one morning at 4:30 in the morning, and I told my wife, "I can't go to work today." And she said, "Why not?" I said, all I know is I'm supposed to go to Belize. I can't think about anything else. I can't work. And she looked at me and she said, I can't go to work either. That's all I can think about. That's all I know. And so we left there. We both left there and went to a restaurant to eat breakfast and have some coffee. And, man, we talked about calling the realtor and everything else. And so we both called in sick from the restaurant, and we both, before we left the restaurant, we called our realtor that sold us the house and told the realtor what was going on. And the realtor said, somebody was just in yesterday looking for a house just like yours. Can you have it ready to show at 9 o'clock? And we're like, okay. And so we hurried home and started making sure everything was in place and cleaning. And she brought the people by, and they're like, well, it's not quite what we wanted. And the realtor brought somebody the very next day that had been looking at the house when we were looking at it and wanted the house. They bought all of our furniture, all of our appliances, and gave us exactly what we were asking for the house. They didn't try to negotiate down or anything. And within 1 month, we were in Belize. Unbelievable. Didn't know where we were going to get support or anything, but we knew we were doing what God called us to do, and God got us there. On my job, I had been told on my job that for some reason they'd come out about 2 weeks before that and said, because there had been rumors of layoffs and everything, that nobody's going to get laid off. We're not laying anybody off. Y'all don't have anything to worry about. But when I told my boss what I was doing, he drew up the paperwork to cut my job so that they could lay me off so that I could get paid for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And so that's how we survived from July all the way to December. December is when I got my last paycheck, and in the January we flew back to Houston with no promise of any kind of support or anything. We went to camp meeting at the Christian Center, and from there, doors began to open. People began to call us and tell us, come share your testimony. Come share your vision. And the first part of March, we went back to Belize. We had the support we needed. And we stayed in, we actually spent 17 years in Belize. And God supernaturally provided so many times. We weren't good at going around itinerating or raising funds. That's not the way we could do things. But God always provided. And there have been times when we had to just hold hands and just agree that, Lord, we've been faithful to you. We're tithers. We're givers. And, Lord, we need some finances. And supernaturally, we saw finances come in. Supernaturally, people might even come by. And somebody that, you know, they don't know you very well, that's like, oh, I had this extra food I wanted to bring and share with you. And just different things like that. Always, there's God always is faithful. He always provides, and it may not always be the way that we want it or the way we think it should be. But I want everybody to know that when you follow God, when you trust Him, He's a good, good Father.
Barry Smith, you have an amazing testimony of following the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul, they say, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm following the Lord. And it's amazing the story you guys have of just leaving your jobs, trusting God, overcoming the death of your son who died with chicken pox, and going to Belize there for all those years, God taking care of you. Barrett's an amazing story you have. And I believe that you're back in America now, but I believe that you have another missionary assignment that's coming your way.
Amen. I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it. I believe that God is at work. And your testimony is just a testimony of following the Lord and a testimony of great faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what the Bible said. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I want you to pray for people that have this passion in their heart, but they're afraid to take a step. Sometimes all you need to do is just take a step. That's what you did. You just said you didn't even know where Belize was, but you said, I'll go. And then there was a challenge that always comes. There was the challenge. Your son got sick and died, but you still, after you went to Belize, God put that place in your heart. You went back for those 17 years. And just by obeying God, God has blessed your life. And now you guys are back in America, but I know that God has another assignment for you. I want you to pray for people that are listening that say, I have the call of God on my life. I got this great passion in my heart to do the will of God, but I just don't know how to take that next step. But I just believe that many people are one step away. I want you to pray a prayer, if you will. I'll play some worship music. I want you to pray this prayer for people that just need to take that step just to follow the Lord. And I believe that your prayer is going to encourage a lot of people. Barry Smith from West Columbia, Texas, thank you. And if you want to get in touch with Barry, of course, you can just contact breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Thank you for being on. Why don't you say a prayer today, if you will, and I'll play some worship music. Thank you for being on, Barry. However the Holy Spirit leads you.
Okay, Father, I pray for all those people that they want to do something for you, or they feel the call to go and be ministers, Lord Jesus. I pray that, and I encourage them to step out of the boat. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus, and don't look to the left or the right, but keep your focus on Jesus and do like Peter and step out onto the boat to where you'll be walking on water. It's not always easy, and sometimes you look to the left or the right when you're not thinking about it. But if you'll keep your focus on Jesus, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, and he'll provide for you. Father, I just thank you for all those that are listening today, Lord. I thank you that you've got a plan, you've got a purpose for their life, Lord Jesus. And I just want to encourage them that if we do not waver with our faith, if we do not begin to doubt and look at all the circumstances around every situation, but if we'll just keep our faith and focus on what it is that you have for us to do, that you will be with us, you'll lead us, and you'll guide us. I pray your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Barry Smith, thank you so very, very much. What a tremendous blessing to have you on BPN Radio today. What a wonderful job you've done.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Here is my friend Kelly Lindsley, his latest song, Come Follow Me, Child. It's what Jesus is saying to many of you today.
The love I have for you, I want you to know, in spite of everything, I know it will be fine. I want to take you there. Come follow me, child. I want to take you in my arms and call you holy. I want to tell you of my son, Jesus, who died. I want you to see the blood of Calvary flowing down the cross that day. I want to take you there. Come follow me, child. If you need a mountain move, just speak to it. If you need ability, I have it. If you feel the crush of life, just take my yoke, for my burden's light. I see the desires in you, I put them there. Why do you think I'd let them die? There is a place for you, don't doubt it, a place that will never die. I want to take you where the light will shine forever. I want to take you to the land where no one dies. I want to take you to the land where only tears of joy are shed. I want to take you there. Come follow me, child. If you need a mountain move, just speak to it. If you need ability, I have it. If you feel the crush of life, just take my yoke, for my burden's light. I see the desires in you, I put them there. Why do you think I'd let them die? There is a place for you, don't doubt it, a place that will never die. I want to take you in my arms and hold you close to me. I want you to know the love I have for you. I want you to know, in spite of everything, I know it will be fine. I want to take you there. Come follow me, child. I want to take you there. Come follow me, child.
Oh, I love that song. That's Kelly Lindsley. My good friend, Kelly Lindsley.
So trials may come. The Rock of Ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won. So I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I see, is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. More of you and less of me, God. More of you and less of me, God.
Sin had left a crimson He washed me white as snow.
I'm laying out all the pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting. To do my father's will.
chat in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Shout it out, and I say, Jesus.